game. Now, stop humming, it's everything to change. That Warped Tour made you open your brain. Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint and I know they gon' copy. Stop humming, intros always go the hardest. Cause this is America's game.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into America's Game, episode number 50. 50 of these bad boys we've done now. So welcome in, everybody. Hopefully you had a good 4th of July and all that. And this week we are going to be doing another live underdog draft here. And this week my guest, Fizzle. Fizzle, what's going on, buddy?
Yo, what up? What up, America's Game, man? How the people feeling, man? How you feeling, Evie?
I'm good, man. I mean, did another startup draft that went by pretty quick.
For real.
We're finishing up, we're finishing up our college side on our C2C league that you're teaming up with Mike on.
Yeah, I'm tapped out, bro. After like the first like 7 rounds, I told Mike, look, man, it's on you, bro. Carry the load, man.
Yeah, there's some guys like I don't even know. I'm just like reading little blurbs and checking out campusdecanton.com and finding some stuff. I'm like, oh, this guy sounds good. Click.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Don't know anything about him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've got that going on. And then Scott Fishbowl just started on Monday. So I've been going into that as well. Did you get a team in there this year?
I didn't even try. I don't know why. Okay. I don't even have a reason as to why I didn't, but 100% next year I'm gonna shoot my shot, man. So
yeah, sign up, man. It's always a good time. You go into Twitter or X, whatever it's called now, and everybody's talking about their teams and stuff.
Yep.
So it's a good time. You get some really, really slow drafts. Like I know I talked to Scott Connor this morning, and I don't even think he's made like his 3rd-round pick yet, and I'm already in like round 7. So Damn. It's like the difference of speeds are just vast between leagues there. But no, I've made it through 7 rounds of my draft so far. I really, really like my team.
Yeah, I heard the scoring is kind of like crazy too. So
yeah,
I'm sure it's different on than regular, like, you know, drafting regular startups and stuff like that.
Right. So if you look at like the Warp Tool, it's pretty running back heavy. Like running backs are probably the top line. Your elite wide receivers are obviously going to be really good. And mm-hmm. then like your couple elite quarterbacks and then like the top 6, like tight ends are all pretty much, you know, the top guys.
Okay.
But then after that, I mean, for me personally, I think I'd be hitting running backs as much as I can, at least ones that are going to play a lot. And I'll fill in some receivers and tight ends at the end. But mm-hmm. I think it's gone pretty good. And then the other wrinkle too is the kick return yards and stuff like that.
Yeah, really, I was about to say, yeah, I've been hearing that kick return. Nice little points with that one.
Yeah, so like Rashid Shaheed is like the top guy for that, and he was like, I think he was like the 15th rated wide receiver in scoring in this format last year.
Okay.
That's with all the return yardage and stuff. So he should get more of that this year. So I'll go over my team real quick, but he's my wide receiver 1. So I took him over like Tank Dell. I took him over Amari Cooper.
Oh yeah, that's serious there.
Yeah. So I had the 110 pick. So you get to pick your draft spot for all these leagues. So like all the leagues will pop up. This year was movies. So like all kinds of different movies, titles you could pick or the league name. So I picked Dante and Randall from the Clerks movies. I don't know if you ever saw the Clerks movies.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Clerks movies are hilarious. But anyways, I picked the 110 spot because it is 3rd-round reversal.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I get that nice 3rd-round pick too. So that's kind of why I went there. And I still picked, you know, I figured 10 players, I could still get someone pretty good there. So Bijan Robinson fell to me at the 110. So I think he is – I don't want to say he's going to be McCaffrey, but he's going to be probably the closest thing to McCaffrey this year.
Yeah, closest thing to it, yeah.
So for him to go there – then the guys picked behind me, 11 and 12. I think the 12th guy picked Jonathan Taylor over Breece Hall and Gibbs. So it let Breece Hall come back to me. Ooh. So I got Breece Hall and Bijan with my first two picks.
I like that.
And then the 303 came back with the third round reversal, and I took Travis Kelce, who's, you know, probably going to be the top warp tight end this year, at least in the top three, I would hope. So I got an elite tight end. Obviously, it's super flex too, so I haven't taken a quarterback yet. The quarterbacks were getting, I don't want to say slim, but the last one that I really felt fairly confident in was Kirk Cousins, so I grabbed Kirk Cousins in round four.
Okay.
Round five came back. Josh Jacobs was still sitting there. He was the RB12 off the board, so I got Josh Jacobs.
Oh, you weren't lying when you said Rashid Shaheed was your number one receiver then.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my round five pick.
Okay.
Round six, going in, I took Rashid Shaheed. And the 11 and 12 guys both were pissed off in the chat that I had taken Shaheed that high. Because I think the 12th guy was rattled. He took Marvin Mims. He took him over Tank Dell and Amari Cooper.
His brain was scrambled right there. Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah. So I think I kind of scrambled those guys a little bit.
Nah, for sure.
And then it's funny. So when I did my 503 pick, I posted in our Discord for South Harmon in the Savage chat. I'm going between Jacobs and Ken Walker, and I think Joe Mixon too. And Mike was like, "Oh, Ken Walker," and I'm like, me and Koopa said Jacobs. I had Jacobs a little higher, better offense, I think. So I went Jacobs.
Okay.
But here it is, round 703. Ken Walker still sitting on the board. So I had to take him. So
dang.
I got four stud running backs, you know, one quarterback right now. I actually got sniped on Deshaun Watson. I was going to take Deshaun Watson, but he went literally the pick before me. So I'm like, I was between Walker and Watson. So I'm going to go with Walker then.
Okay.
So far pretty good. I'm like,
that's a hell of a start, bro. I mean, now you made me wish I would have signed up, man. I need to get up in there, man, for real. I looked at some teams, and so the fact that you getting guys like that, and I looked at some teams already, it's like, wow, the strategies don't even compare to from other spots that I've seen. So I know this is an online, because I know they have like live drives too, right? In like certain cities or every city, I don't know. So how many leagues is it? It's like, I heard it's like 3,000.
It's probably something close to that. Yeah, it's 3,000 leagues or something like that. So, everybody like competes. You know, you gotta, you know, obviously win your league. I think it's like if you get to a certain win threshold, you're automatically into like the tournament, and then it just eliminates people as you go on.
Okay. Okay.
I've made the playoffs twice out of my three times.
Okay.
I think last year, oh man, I started off like 14-0 or 13-1 or something, and I missed the playoffs. Damn. And I think the threshold was 15 wins. I couldn't get two wins to save my life. Because I think I had Joe Burrow. Burrow got hurt.
Yep.
And I had I think it was Watson. I had Burrow and Watson. Both those guys got hurt.
Damn.
So I was struggling at quarterback, and the threshold was 15 wins or 16 or something like that. I couldn't get the last two or three wins to save my life after starting like 13-1.
Yeah, I know that hurt, bro. That hurt.
Yeah. So hopefully a little bit better this year, though. But yeah, man. Me and Mike did a Scott Fishbowl, a underdog draft last week for the Best Ball Mania 5. Mm-hmm. I did one the previous week by myself that I recorded here for the channel. But this week, man, last time you were on, we kind of talked about it, getting together and doing one of these together. So we're going to do it, man.
Sounds good, bro.
Go ahead and we'll go to the underdog lobby here. We'll click on Best Ball Mania.
So like I told you before, Evie, you know, I don't do them 30-second drafts, man. So now you got me doing one, bro. I'm on an 8-hour clock, man. So you got me paying attention a lot more now, man, with this.
Well, it's up to you, man. Like I said, if you want to.
No. I'm good. I'm just saying, now that I'm on the show, my attention is devoted here. But when I'm not on, like, business, man, I don't got time to start my phone for a whole draft, bro. I'm all over the place. So.
Yeah, it takes about 45 minutes or so, but thank God for two computer screens. So I got my screen here. On my right screen, I got my ranking, so I could just delete them as they're going. So yep. I'm pretty good. But I'm ready to click enter if you are.
Yep. Well, now you can do a countdown or however you want to do it, bro.
Yep. I'll count down from three. As soon as I say one, just hit enter. So,
my man.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Let's see what we got, brother.
It says waiting. So hopefully we both got in the same one.
Mine says drafting soon. So.
Yeah, mine is now. So I am in. What is your screen name? Oh, yep, there you are. I see you, Fizzle. You're at the 105, and I'm at the 112. So we're you're in the middle, and I'm at the very end. So we're not going to snipe each other.
Yep. Actually, we might have two different strategies by the time our picks come around.
Absolutely, yeah.
So with this 105, man, I'm pretty sure I think I know how it's going to go. And I've been kind of running back heavy these days in these drafts, man.
You could definitely take Bijan there if you wanted.
Yeah, I feel like people are rarely sleeping on the running back because they don't like running backs. But in this best ball, man,
half PPR. It's not even full PPR.
Exactly. So. And to get, like you already spoke on, Bijan, who's the closest thing to Christian McCaffrey, if I can get him at the 105 right now, I would definitely take him, honestly, over all those receivers from Justin Jefferson, Shane Brown, A.J. Brown, Puka. I think I'm taking Bijan over all those guys, man.
Yeah, I think you have a really good shot here. So,
yeah, I believe so.
So is that your strategy? You like to kind of hit the running backs early in these drafts?
It depends. And you know what's so funny? So I think I got maybe like 15 drafts I've done so far. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, E, every one of them has been pick 1, 2, or 3, like every single time. I'm like, bro, can I get something late, man, please?
It'll be like that sometimes.
Okay, yep. So everything fanned out the way I thought. I'm going to go get Bijan right here. So Jefferson and St. Brown, and I literally just said I'm taking Bijan over all those guys. So I'm going Bijan, bro.
So first five picks were McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, and Fizzle took Bijan as promised at the 105.
Yes, sir.
So Amon-Ra went. Justin Jefferson went. So it's going as planned so far. At my 12 spot, I'm probably – I don't want to get completely killed at wide receiver, so I'm thinking of at least going one running back, one receiver, unless something crazy here happens. Breece Hall at the 108.
The only thing I will say, though, bro, in that third round, it's a little running back heavy, so – it's like if you can get your running backs, your receivers early, if you picking early anyway, like when you picking in that top five, I think I might end up going running back, receiver, running back.
Right.
Depending on how, you know.
After Breece went, it went Garrett Wilson, AJ Brown. The 111 is up, and then it'll be me for two picks. So I'm definitely looking at Gibbs if he's there. That'll be one of my guys. Yep, so he took Puka, which I figured. So I'm going to go Jahmyr Gibbs for one of them.
Okay.
And then I got to decide on what receiver I want. So I have a ton of Drake London. I think I'm going to go Marvin Harrison on this one. I don't have a lot of Marv.
Okay.
So I'll go Marvin Harrison on this one.
All right.
And then I can on my rankings here, I'll go ahead and bold Kyler Murray's name. I'll bold Trey McBride's name. Just so I can target them later on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, let the London bridges fall down to me, man. I know it's not, but.
Yeah, I have so much. Like, I don't want to, like, fully invest into him in every team. Like, you know, maybe there's that Marvin Harrison goes nuts this year. Like, that possibility. So after I took Marv, it went Jonathan Taylor and Barkley. So you got four more picks, and then you will be up.
And you notice that running back run got real, man. So I'm glad I got my running back because
right, for sure.
Yeah.
So there goes London. So yep. Nico, two. Drake London, Olave, and then
this is the scary part, bro. I do not like picking right here, man. Usually you know who I get right here? Saquon. Saquon is usually who I pick
Saquon,
right here.
Saquon, yeah.
That's Evo, like the automatic pick for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's Ayuk. Davante Adams is always solid. Mike Evans had a tremendous year last year. That's kind of who I usually go with is like fucking Evans. And I have a lot of Ayuk, too.
I love me some Cup, man, but you know who I'm going to go, EV? I'm going to change it up, man. I'm going to go with my boy Big Game Waddle, man. We're going to go Big Game Waddle, man. And that's for the spike weeks, you know? He's going to get you a good 18 points in a 30-point game. As long as he can stay healthy, he'll give me some spike weeks. So
absolutely. I mean, he was banged up a little bit last year, but still put up 1,000 yards. So I get it.
Now, I'm hoping Derrick Henry falls to me, right? Because I'm taking Henry, man.
Okay. That's a good pick. I love that one. Yeah after Fizzle took Waddle, it's been just firing off here. Ayuk, Neighbors, Adams, Evans, Devontae Smith, A-Chain, Michael Pittman, DK Metcalf. And damn, you're up right now.
And Cooper Kupp fell right there again. God dang it, man. I like Tank Dell here, too, man. This whole, I like Tank. I like Henry. I like Kupp.
You got your Derrick Henry sitting there too.
I know, man. I know. And the running back run is real. I'm gonna get my running backs out the way. We're gonna go Henry, bro. Now I'm good on running back. I could run my receivers and do what I gotta do.
Yep. And then right after that goes Cooper Kupp, as promised. DJ Moore. So are you do you like to stack with your quarterback and receivers on these leagues?
When it makes sense. For some reason, I ain't gonna say for some reason, but man, I have so much Lamar Jackson, bro, and Jalen Hurts. Like, it's kind of hard to stack them because players are so highly ranked. So I'm not sure how much stacking I have with my top quarterbacks, but I got a little bit of Baker and Godwin. You know, guys like that I can get late.
All right. So I am up now. Josh Allen went before me. Tank Dell, Kyren Williams. I don't like really love any of the receivers here. The running backs I don't love. I think I'm going to do this, and I've done it a couple times lately, but I don't care. I'm going to do it again. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes. Just double up on the Chiefs.
Okay. I like that. I like that, man.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm balanced. I have a tight end. Yep. I got a quarterback, running back, receiver. I got one of each. So interesting. No, I like that. The Josh Allen guy took Sam Laporta over Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he, but you know, the good thing about Josh Allen is their receiver room is ranked so low, you can steal a Shakur and a Coleman you can get it like two or three of those guys super late. So if you wanted to pass on Kincaid.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I mean, you can get, you know, Curtis Samuel, Shakir, Keon Coleman, like you said. You can even pair in James Cook. So it is interesting. Do you kind of like to correlate like your for week 17 and 16 and all that too?
Honestly, EV, I play the bull how it play me, man. I feel like when you try too hard, that's when you mess up, man. So I get that's the formula and that what works. But, man, whatever look good to me, I'm going to make it happen, bro.
Yep.
And see, this is my problem. This is where I take Lamar Jackson every single time, man.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts just went right before I know. You. So you got about 5 seconds.
I know. I'm going to get my boy, man. MVP, Lamar Jackson, baby. Let's get it. QB1 this year. Got to get it.
The good thing about
now I know who's gonna get them goal line touchdowns. I got Henry and Lamar, so somebody got to get them, right?
Yeah, I mean, and Mark Andrews could come back to you here too. So,
oh yeah, that's my dog right there.
Yeah, Trey McBride went. Do you like to? Well, it kind of goes to the stacking question, but. With Lamar Jackson, are you okay going naked with Lamar Jackson, meaning you don't have any of his receivers or tight ends or anything?
Well, that's how a lot of my previous teams are, because most times I do have Derrick Henry or I don't know of many teams that I have Lamar on that I have a Zay Flowers or a Rashad Bateman or Mark Andrews for that matter. I don't think of a lot of teams I do. I can check later, but.
Okay.
I'm okay with just Lamar and Henry, man. I just feel like they're going to control the offense anyway. Andrews, of course, will get a lot of touchdowns, but.
And he fell right into your lap.
Damn.
Mark Andrews, if you want him.
And you know me, man. I love me some Kyle Pitts, man. But I might have to go Mark Andrews, man.
Yeah, it's good to switch it up once in a while, you know, get it something is. Different.
It is, and I don't think I have a lot of Andrews, to be honest. I just know that week 14 going to kick my ass, I tell you that.
Yeah,
I'm going Andrews, man. Like, you done talked me into it, man. Let's get it, man.
There you go. I mean, Lamar and Andrews, man, that's deadly combo. So
everybody that's scoring touchdowns, I have. Andrews, Henry, and Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Zay gonna get the yards. I got the touchdown, guys.
There you go.
Let's get it, man.
I like it. After Fizz took Andrews, Hollywood Brown went, which kind of sucks. I was kind of hoping he'd fall a little bit more. Coming up to my pick here, obviously I have Mahomes, Gibbs, Harrison, Kelsey, so I can go anywhere. I have one of everything. Josh Jacobs just went. Yeah, the receivers are definitely, like, eating through, so I think I'm going to have to probably double up on wide receiver, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think that's my next hit. I got to go back-to-back receivers, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, because they're pretty eating through here, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me see what we You know what? I'm sitting here looking. I keep forgetting that I'm drafting with you, so I'm looking for the highlighted team, and I'm like, dang, I forgot. That's... you got the other. Yeah, yours won't be highlighted on my screen.
No. After Jacobs, it went Godwin, James Cook. So two more picks, and then I'll be up for my double picks. Interesting, the guy at 5'11", he went the same route I did. He's got one of everything so far. So
okay.
Similar build so far. Who'd he get? He got Allen, Taylor, Puka, Laporta. So that's a pretty good start, too.
I forgot I even took Jalen Waddle, man. I feel bad. I got one of everything. I forgot all about Waddle. I'm tripping.
He took George Kittle, and then now the guy up in front of me is up. I forgot to mark off Richardson. Okay.
So what you thinking on this next one, bro?
Yeah, I'm still thinking double wide receivers here. So, yeah, Rashad White, he went with. So I think I'm going to definitely take Xavier Worthy. Pair him up with my Mahomes and Kelsey.
Oh, yeah,
so that's
good
stack. And then I'm looking at Calvin Ridley. There's Jaden Reed, Jordan Addison, Hopkins. I think I'm going to go Calvin Ridley, the way that they're talking about using him this year.
Yeah, I like that.
And it gives me a guy later on that I can target in Will Levis. You know, I'm not going to be investing you know, into a third quarterback or anything. So Levis is a decent target at the end of drafts where I can get a third guy. So I like that. Jaden Reed goes after I took Calvin Ridley. I'm not big on Jaden Reed this year. So
I'm not going to say I'm big on him, but I feel like some people are reaching for him too.
Yeah, I think he goes a lot higher than he should just because of what he did last year. But he's not going to play as much this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, I take him when it makes sense. If it don't make sense, right. I'm good on him.
I thought
about Addison, Rome too, bro. Sheesh.
Yeah, Addison, Stroud, Pitts, Romo, Dunze, Rashee Rice. Now it is back to Fizz. Got a couple good running backs still sitting there, but you said you need receivers. You got Hopkins there, Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas, Deontay, Christian Watson.
Yeah, and
I think the highest upside pick is Watson.
You know what, though, E? I like Deontay Johnson this year, man. I'm going to go Deontay.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm going for the volume, man, on this one.
Okay. I'm good with that. I love Deontay this year as well. Hopkins went, then Brian Thomas, then Joe Mixon. So these guys are flying through this draft, which is always nice. Ladd McConkey is at the turn at the 6-12, and now we're coming back. There goes Kyler Murray gets picked, so I'm not going to get Kyler Murray and Marvin. But I already had Mahomes, so I didn't really need him. I forgot. Watson, Evan Ingram, Ken Walker, and it's up to you. Back to you.
And there's so many running backs right here, bro. It's kind of hard not to.
Yeah, the receivers are. We're at that receiver dead zone that I like to call it of Jameson Williams, Cortland Sutton, Curtis Samuel. So there's like one, maybe two good receivers left, and then obviously all these really good running backs, too.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to buy into the hype, man. I'm going to go JSN, man.
JSN. That's a good pick.
JSN, new quarter, new offensive coordinator, new coach. So,
okay. See if we can get that done. That. Yeah, I mean, the receivers are, like I said, they're just picked through now. So, he was the last of the really of the good ones I thought that could have a good year. So, I like that pick.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go running back, but my receiving core need a little bit more help. So,
yeah. Montgomery went after you. Najee, Keon Coleman. I love Najee Harris this year. That's my flag plant guy.
100%. I'm with you, bro.
I got so much of him in redraft, dynasty, best ball manias, you name it. I got a lot of Najee Harris this year.
Contract year, baby.
Lost some weight, gotten some really good shape.
Arthur Smith.
Yeah, Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator, is going to run him into the ground. Let's do it. Ramondre Stevenson went, who I was kind of hoping would fall to me. So two more picks, and then I'm up. So I'm kind of looking at probably a running back. Honestly, it's probably two running backs. Yeah, J-Mo just went. So, I mean, the receivers are really dead. But the running backs are all really good here. Kamara's here, Aaron Jones, John Brooks, Zamir White, Jalen Warren, DeAndre Swift, James Conner, Zach Moss, Raheem Mostert. Like,
it's kind of disrespectful how much running backs is left, right?
Right. And then Curtis Samuel went. So it leaves me with all my running back choices here. I think I'm just going to take the two guys right off the top. I think I'm going to go Aaron Jones and I'm going to go Alvin Kamara.
I'm kind of jealous, bro. I'm hating a little bit.
Just double-click those guys to pair up with Jahmyr Gibbs. So yeah, I like that.
That makes too much sense right there.
Yep. Yeah, at the 7, 12, and 8, 1, I'm getting those guys. That's easy.
Yeah, now I'm caught in a dilemma because I need receivers. But, man, I like these running backs, bro. I might have to.
Yeah.
Might got a split, man, or something.
Yeah, I think so. I probably get a running back here and then maybe a receiver on the way back.
Yeah, too much value here, man. Not to.
Which running back are you liking here? Or maybe who's like your top two choices?
It's a little tricky because I want to look at Raheem Mostert, but Jalen Warren is definitely one.
Mm-hmm. Mostert's a great one. Like, he should probably be going higher.
I know. That's why I say it's a little tricky, man. I want Mostert, but I'm kind of torn between him and Jalen Warren right now, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's good. And if we kind of look at your let's see if I can find your name. There it is. Yeah, your buys are week 12 and 14, so those buys match up with those guys too, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
John Brooks went. Zamir White went. So you're up next.
Raheem Mostert
went, so that makes your choice easy.
I also like this range of quarterbacks. So if I would have waited on Lamar, you know, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels. So,
absolutely.
You know, I wouldn't have mind that either, but I'm a Lamar QB1 kind of guy. So we're going to go Jalen Warren, man.
It's a good pick.
Go ahead, lock that in.
Yeah, for sure. I like that. Especially like we kind of just talked about with the Steelers, man. Like, even if Najee goes down, you know, Jalen Warren should have a really good opportunity.
Well, remember Tyler Algier, man, he was eating too. He was stealing touchdowns.
Yeah, they were both good. Yeah.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift. I took a lot of Swift early on, and then I kind of listened to the underdog guys talking about how DeAndre Swift really fared last year, and I kind of soured on him a little bit and moved him back in a little bit, so...
Yeah, I have no Swift whatsoever.
Yeah, I was taking. Yeah. I mean, I had a couple shares of him early on, but I've kind of backed off on that. Let's see. So after that was Tyler Lockett, Zach Moss, Jaden Daniels, Tony Pollard, another good pick there in Pollard. You're up next, so I'm guessing you're gonna look at one of the wide receivers.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna lock in my guy, man, who hopefully can break me off some good plays, man. Big boom weeks, and we're going to go Khalil Shakir, man, when he pop up. So.
Okay. All right. Brian Robinson went right before you. So
just get some of that Josh Allen money, man.
Khalil Shakir going to Fizz's team in round 9. Yeah, that's another guy I like the player. I just think this is too high for him, especially with I don't know what his role is going to be.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I think I have maybe like one or two Shakirs, and they're probably on Josh Allen teams. But that's definitely a guy that I'm not taking very much of. After Shakir went Dallas Goedert and Jordan Love, and there'll be four more picks and then me. So I can kind of, same thing here again, I could split, go running back receiver, or double up at one of these positions even, because I have 3 and 3 right now. So kind of just see who is available here. Definitely some interesting running backs here. I might, if they fall, which I don't think they will, but I might do Trey Benson and Blake Corum.
I ain't bad. I'm just looking at these quarterbacks like, damn, bro, they still here?
Yeah.
Make you want to wait on quarterback, man.
Yep. There's like the receiver list is like kind of like they're all the same. Devin Singletary, that's a guy I'd never take. I think I have one share total.
Nah, I don't want none. You're right.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. Romeo Doubs went. So I'm up. I could do it if I want. I can go Benson and Corum.
Hey. I mean, I like Tarjay Spears a little bit too, man. I'm not sure how much value you're gonna get on the running aspect of the game, but
yeah, I think I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take both of the rookie backs. I would go Corum and Benson.
I like it, man. It's a long season.
Yeah, and good upside there. Kyren's gotten hurt. James Conner's gotten hurt. You know, they miss months at a time, so could be pretty good upside picks there. Dak Prescott, round 10. Great pick in round 10.
Crazy, bro. Crazy. Yeah,
crazy value there.
I might have even thought about taking him if you still there. I ain't going to lie to you.
I mean, shit, there's a couple guys there. Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams.
That's what Trevor I said, Lawrence. Man. I wish I would have waited on quarterback, man.
I mean, you could take Tua to pair with Waddle.
Yeah, this look crazy, bro.
Tua is another guy I have quite a bit of just because I think he's going to have another good year. Like, he led the league in passing yards last year, and I would expect those touchdowns to come up. I think he only had 24 last year or 26.
Yeah.
But I think those numbers will definitely come up this year.
Tarjay Spears went too. That was my pick.
And Caleb.
Thought about it.
And Joku went. And Joku, that's a hell of a steal at 10-6.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that pick. You're up next.
So I'm about to say, E, I don't know, man. I really don't. I'm at a point now. It's like, you know who I've been getting a lot of, though? Jerry Jeudy, man. I don't know why. I can't tell you the reason or, like, I believe in the pick, but he just been falling in the right spot for me, and I've been taking him. So,
the guy I take a lot in this spot is Brandon Cooks.
And honestly, bro, that was going to be my pick. So, I think I'm going to go with what I was going to get.
Yeah.
It was actually between him, Gabe Davis, and Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. Shaheed went right after you. Yeah, I definitely like Cooks this year. Like, who else are they throwing the ball to? It's CeeDee Lamb. It's Ferguson. That's it.
You're right.
I mean, they'll dump it off
Cooks,
here and there.
Cooks came on strong late last year, too.
Right. So I'm expecting that, you know, hopefully close to a 1,000-yard season there for Cooks. So I think getting him in round 10, perfect. Right after you was a receiver run. So it went Shaheed, Adonai Mitchell, Jerry Jeudy, Mike Williams, and Jerome Ford. So
man,
a couple more picks.
Jerome Ford, good God. That's my pick. I'm sick. That was my pick, man. I love me some Jerome Ford this year, bro.
Yep. Tua and Trevor Lawrence both go right before you, and then Chase Brown. So now you're on the clock. And you have one quarterback, three running backs, five receivers, one tight end. So you can kind of go anywhere here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with my guy that I said I was going to get earlier. I'm going to go Gabe Davis, man, and just hope that the contract fits the production.
Okay. I think that's a good pick. Jared Goff goes. And then Dontavian Wicks. So a couple more picks, and then I am up again. So I have five running backs, three receivers, so I probably got to double up on the receivers here, just kind of take whoever I think the two best are that are available.
Man, I ain't know you had five running backs.
Yeah, I got five running backs. That's kind of probably maybe take one more, but I'm probably done at running back, to be honest.
Oh, nah, yeah, because I got three, so I'm definitely looking. So you have five, you could run up these, especially these young receivers, man. They definitely going to get some work.
Yeah. Dalton Schultz goes. Gus Edwards went as well. So two more picks, and then I am up. So some of the receivers on mine up here, like Jacoby Myers is at the top of my list. Josh Downs, Jahan Dotson, Jalen Polk, I like Ricky Pearsall, Darnell Mooney, I like a lot. And then Darnell Mooney, Jalen Polk, those are guys I can match up with the quarterbacks here later 100%. On too.
Yeah.
I think if Jacoby Myers is there, that's going to be an easy click. Austin Eckler went. I think he goes way too late. What do you think about Austin Eckler? Oh, there went Myers. Damn.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't believe Eckler. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm not the biggest Eckler, stan. I can't really say it. I've been taking a lot of them.
Okay. That's fair enough. You know, I take a lot of Jahan Dotson. I'm going to go, I should go Jalen Polk just because he could be the number one there. So I took Ricky Pearsall and Jalen Polk.
Dang, you took Rick Pearsall? That was my guy, man.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I took him there just because of the upside there. If there's, another Deebo Samuel injury or whatnot, Pearsall should do pretty good, so... I'll double up there on the receivers. Just kind of back to Austin Eckler, man. Like, for round 11, for the production you could get from that kind of a guy, like, I think he thrived better when he was kind of with Melvin Gordon there a little bit. And
yeah,
he kind definitely. Of split touches there. And then once Eckler got going there, like, his first year or two as, like, the guy.
Oh,
he
yeah, was putting yeah, up yeah.
monster numbers. But I think now that he's older, he kind of needs that compliment. And I he think does. He can really thrive he in does. That role. That's a guy I like getting this year.
My only fear is how much would Jaden Daniels check down to him, though? Like, I think
there's going to be
off,
enough.
You know, more. Jaden will run more than he would check down to Austin Eckler. Now, he can still run. Eckler, man, he trust me, he ain't losing. He ain't gaining no weight. He ain't losing no muscle mass. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
He's still built like a tank. You know what I'm saying? He can definitely put in some work. And like you right. said, having Brian Robinson to offset the workload is going to help him a lot. I just fear the receiving production won't be as high as we usually expect it to be.
That's where I think Cliff Kingsbury comes in. Like, he's going to be able yeah. to set up actual yeah. plays that are designed to go to Eckler. But you're up. Jahan Dotson, Ty Chandler, Rico Dowdle went right ahead of you. You got three running backs, six receivers, one quarterback, one tight end. So you're kind of you can probably get a really solid running back here. I think the receivers are kind of blah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Marshawn Lloyd, man. Marshawn Lloyd. Lloyd,
that's a good one.
It was between him or Jalen Wright for me, but I'm going to stick with Lloyd, man.
No, that's a great upside pick. I think I like Jalen Wright a little bit better than Marshawn Lloyd.
I do, too, for the boom factor, but yeah. Hopefully I might can get Wright on the swing back. That's why I said let me get Lloyd since he was ranked a little higher.
Yep. Then my favorite, like, late-round tight end just went, Pat Freiermuth. Love Pat Freiermuth this year. Xavier Leggett and Josh Downs went.
I'm kind of hating Kirk Cousins still here. I want to take him so bad, but I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I have. No, I don't have. I didn't take Mooney, but Mooney's still out there. I could double up there.
I looked at Mooney too before I made that pick, but my running back room needs some help. So,
yeah, for sure. There goes Cousins, anyways. So.
So do you believe this Jaleel McLaughlin and Javonte Williams news and all this?
I don't think Jaleel McLaughlin can carry the workload by himself. There's no way.
The way they're making it seem, right?
Yeah. It sounds like they kind of, at least Sean Payton may have soured on Javonte, but I think, I mean, he's a free agent at the end of the year, so they don't have to pay him. The one I've been taking, and I get him in the last round, is Audric Estime.
Okay.
That's who I just take him.
Well, I just took Jalen Wright, man. I was going to go Darnell Mooney, man, but I said, nah, let me get Jalen.
Yeah, you saved Mooney for me. I appreciate it. So after you took Jalen Wright, it went Stafford and Hockenson. But no, Jalen Wright, that's round 13. That could be an absolute league winner for you this year. So that's a tremendous pick this late. I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
DeMario Douglas, another one that I've kind of been taking more and more of lately. He just went. Three more picks, and then I'm up for my double picks. Kind of hoping Mooney falls.
I'm about to say Mooney's still there, bro.
Another guy taking this range is Adam Thielen. I take a lot of Adam Thielen. Dude caught 100 balls last year and can get him in rounds.
And he's 13, the only 14. Receiver still on that roster that's been there with Bryce Young.
Right.
I don't know why.
Well, I mean, they got Mingo and whatnot. Yeah, but
those guys, man, are they still on the team? Like, they there, but are they there? You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. Mooney went, then Deshaun Watson went. So I am up now. Damn. I think I am going to. I still need receivers, so I'm going to go with Adam Thielen for one of the picks. So I'll grab him. And then, what do I do here at tight end or quarterback? So Aaron Rodgers, Baker Mayfield, Geno. Oh, man. I think Musgrave has a lot of upside still. So I'm going to take Luke Musgrave.
Okay. Good pick.
Yeah, so Thielen, Musgrave there. I like those picks. I'm done at tight end, so I can cross tight end off my list.
Yep.
I just need one backup quarterback there for Hunter or for Patrick Mahomes.
How you feeling about Daniel Jones this year, E? Where he's going, because he ain't going high that we feel like it's a bad pick, but I feel like he's getting slept on a little bit. Like, I think he can be a late chicken that can hatch for you, man, when you need him.
I think the possibility is there for that. If you just look at their offensive line, though, they literally have added nothing to that offensive line.
You're right.
They are literally one major Andrew Thomas injury away from being just as bad as they were last year. I've kind of have steered away from them. Like, I don't have much Malik Nabers in underdog. I love the talent. I think he's a really, really good player. I don't think it's going to be this year. They're going to have to wait to get their quarterback next year or something.
Nah, I'm with you. I just like where he's going, though. Like, he's not going high enough high enough that I feel like, man, this is crazy. Like, ain't no way I'm taking him that high. Like, I like where he's going. And honestly, as much as everybody know me, man, I'm not a Derek Carr guy, man. I'm taking Daniel Jones over Derek Carr, man.
Yeah.
Can't trust Carr, bro. He might be out of there by week 8. So.
Ray Davis, Antonio Gibson, DeMarcus Robinson, another guy I get a lot. And then now you're up again.
I'm up, man, and I think I ain't going to waste no more time. I'm going to go Baker Mayfield, man.
Baker Mayfield.
Okay. Baker Mayfield. He seemed happy in Tampa, so let's just keep him happy, man.
I see how you are, just rejecting my guy Aaron Rodgers like that.
I definitely wasn't going to be Rodgers. Actually, I wanted Deshaun Watson, but that guy sniped him a couple rounds earlier.
After you picked Mayfield, Franklin and Bucky Irving have gone, so... coming back to you, you probably need another tight end. You could probably get Cade Otton if you wanted.
I just looked at him. But honestly, I think Cade would make it back to me in another round, though. I don't think I got to take him right here.
Okay. Bateman.
I trust him falling.
Yeah. Oh, you have Andrews. That's right.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go triple tight end, you could get Isaiah Likely too, but then you'd have to take a third tight end.
Nah, for sure. I would.
Yeah. Noah Fant just went. Wandale Robinson. So good picks here late. Chuba Hubbard still sitting out there. That's a really good pick this late.
Yeah, I got to see. Just went. We getting into crusties now at this point.
Yeah, it's definitely getting there. Will Levis just went. Another guy I was thinking about since I had Ridley.
Yeah, now that, let me see. You know what I'm going to do, E? I'm going to go Chuba Hubbard, man.
You're going to go Chuba?
Chuba. Now I feel a little more secure with my running backs. I got Wright and Marshawn and Marshawn Lloyd, so at least I know Chuba might be starting, and that'll help me out while the rookies sit in the pot and cook a little longer, man. So,
all So yeah, Chuba went. Elijah Mitchell went after Will Levis. Roman Wilson just went. So four more picks, and then I'm up again. I'm done at tight end, so I don't have to go there. I need a quarterback to back up Patrick Mahomes. Aaron Rodgers and Malachi Corley just went. So I'm probably going to take my quarterback for sure just to get it out of the way. And then probably just going to keep hammering wide receivers from here on out, I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's receiver and that tight end for me.
Yeah, my receivers aren't the greatest in the world, but yeah, this one, I don't like how this one turned out for me so far.
Ah, but you started off, man, with you know that good stack, man. I like that how you started off for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Geno Smith here. I'm gonna have him as my second quarterback. Different guys.
I honestly look at this draft, bro, and I just believe if we waited on quarterback, because remember later on it was Dak, that little run around the 10th round. I think we would have waited that one round. That would have changed a lot of outcome on the draft.
Yeah. Yeah,
it seemed like a lot of people waited on quarterback on this draft.
Yeah, I fell into that running back zone where all the receivers I just kind of been eating through. I just kind of had to take it. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to take receivers from here on out. But I took Jalen McMillan and Geno Smith. Like Jalen McMillan, one of my favorite rookies in the draft. So my build's going to be 2-5-9-2. So I'm going to take two more receivers and be done with it. So I kind of want to look at maybe adding another Chiefs wide receiver here. So let me go queue up Kadarius Toney, and I'll throw Justin Watson in there and Mecole Hardman just in case. Probably not going to go that far, though.
Okay.
So you are up next here. Who are you looking at?
Oh, and Likely and K went right in front of me. Those are my picks, bro. Oh my god.
And Conklin too.
Yeah. So this a mean tight end run that just went
John
on.
John Smith.
Oh, that was my next one. No. Damn.
Honestly,
bro.
If I'm you, I think I go Jelani Woods. But he's got the same bye too.
I think I'm gonna just wait, man, at this point.
No, that's true too.
Dang, it was really running back for me. Tight end for me right there. So
you got like Devontae Walker or Nelson Aguilar you could pair with Lamar.
Yeah, but you know one guy that I want, man. Good old Zay Jones.
Zay
man.
Jones. That's a good one.
I believe in Zay Jones, man.
Yeah. So you got two more picks left. Should be interesting to see who you end up with here. Ooh, there's definitely some interesting receivers. Odell and Rondale Moore, those are two guys I take a lot of. Jalen Hyatt, I've taken some of. Khalif Raymond. I've taken a lot of Chase Claypool, just kind of hoping for that big upside hit on him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who's some of your like favorite like late-round receivers? Do you have any?
Well, Zay is one for sure.
Zay, yeah.
I mean, even Greg Dortch, man, I feel like Marv, as much as we love Marv, he's not going to just come in and demand 180 targets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They're going to spread the ball out. And I like everybody around Marv as well as Marvin. So if I can get a little bit of Kyler love on from any side, I'm going to get it. And between him and, you know, a guy that I feel bad saying is Eagle. I don't want you to kick me off the show, man, but Damian Pierce, man. I think he's getting slept on, man. I think Joe Mixon has got a little bit of age on him. If he get hurt, what else do they have, you know?
Right.
Now, he wasn't the best last year. I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, he made the best out of his opportunities, but I like me some Damian Pierce a little bit, man.
Okay.
And I think I got to go tight end right here, too, right?
Yeah, you know
what I'm
going to
go
end.
With, bro? Our guy, Cody Parkinson, man.
Cody
go ahead, go Cody.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cody on this one, bro.
Yeah, I was looking at your Dortch because I don't have a whole lot of him, but I also have three Week 11 buys already, so I think I want to go somewhere else. Oh, man. So Rondale and Odell stick out to me as two guys. Khalif Raymond, that was another guy I was looking at. What do you think of Odell in Miami?
I think he's going to be Odell, but I believe it's going to be like the volume turned down on him. Like he he might average 3 targets a game, maybe. I don't see a lot of production. I just say that. He's due for a splash play, a splash game once in a while, but I don't see him affecting. Like I trust Jonnu Smith over him. I say that right. For sure. Like if we was talking fantasy points total at the end of the year, I think Jonnu would have more points than Odell.
All right.
I like Odell though. I just don't think they really need him as far to do a lot, you know? Like
right. Yeah, that makes sense. So I am looking at, I think I'm going to go with Darius Slayton if he makes it to me 2 more picks.
Okay.
Just because he's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like Tyler Boyd is too. I mean, yeah, I could go Tyler Boyd too. Oh, there goes Odell. I mean, I can go both Slayton and Boyd. Slayton does have that week 11 bye as well. There goes Boyd. Shouldn't even mention their names.
I know, right? Everybody you talk about, they getting picked.
So I'm going to take Slayton for 1. And then, man, I got to get somebody different in here.
I got some good
buy. You know what? Still. I don't have a lot of DJ Chark. I'll take DJ Chark and take a flyer on him that he impresses there with Justin Herbert.
Okay.
I'll take DJ Chark. I don't think I have very many of him, if any. So Deontay Foreman just went. So we got about 5 or 6 picks until you're up, and you're looking at maybe another tight end or.
It's between tight end or receiver, man. And if I went receiver, I thought about Jalen Tolbert maybe.
I'll tell you the one who I like taking with, especially if I have Lamar, is Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, Aguilar had some splash weeks too, man. He had some solid. Yeah. But I mean, I know people don't like him. But how you feel about Walker being there? Would that?
I don't think it's a good fit. To be honest, yeah. Because I don't think of Lamar having that like field stretching, throw it 60 yards on a dime arm. You know.
Yeah.
Like yeah, he can throw it, but I don't think he's not Patrick Mahomes chucking it. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's kind of where I thought Walker did his best work is deep, in the deep game. So that's kind of why I like Aguilar a little bit better.
Now, I ain't going to lie, though, E. There's one guy that I definitely like this late if I need him. And that's Tucker Kraft, man. I like me some Tucker Kraft, bro.
That's another good one, yeah.
I like Tucker Kraft, man.
There goes Jelani right before. So now you're up.
I like Jelani. I just don't know about the volume. I just feel like he's like a touchdown guy, like, you know, goal line. Yeah, I'm going to go Tucker Kraft, bro. I'm going to go Tucker Kraft.
Okay.
Man. I thought about going Dennis Allen to offset Parkinson just in case, but I'm going to go Tucker Kraft, bro. I feel like the Cody and the Parkinson thing. I mean, that's the same person. The Cody and that Dennis Allen thing, they like almost like Andrews and Likely. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's, you can play both of them in your lineup, and one is not saying that Likely is going to outscore Andrews, but I'm just saying if Cody Parkinson gets hurt and if Higbee is nowhere to be found, which it sounds like he isn't, I haven't heard a word about him. Maybe Allen to be the starter. So I don't mind that stack at all.
Yeah, Higbee's got that. He had that late season ACL tear, so he's probably gonna start the year on PUP. But you ended up with the 2.673 build. I had a 2.592 build. Overall, what did you think of your team?
Honestly, it looked like a team I don't think I've ever drafted before, to be honest with you. But I don't mind it because I believe if I had to change one thing, it probably would have been Jalen Waddle. As much as I love Waddle, and I believe he's a boom bust player, I do like, you know, what he can bring week to week. Is just not consistent, as we know.
Yeah.
Outside of that, though, man, my receiving core is probably, this is probably the worst receiving core I've had in any best ball, but I don't mind it, though, man. I like where I'm at with my Ravens guys and having Bijan, Derrick Henry, and a Jalen Warren. Yeah, I'm cool with it, man. It's not my best team, but I definitely believe that the team is solid, though.
Yeah, so I'll just run through your team here real quick. You had Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield as your two quarterbacks. Bijan Robinson, Derrick Henry, Jalen Warren, Marshawn Lloyd, Jalen Wright, Chuba Hubbard. Love, love, love your running backs. Maybe I would have taken one less running back and maybe have went a wide receiver instead, but that would be my only critique. Wide receivers, Jalen Waddle, Deontay Johnson, JSN, Khalil Shakir, Brandon Cooks, Gabe Davis, Zay Jones. Your receivers are the same problem my receivers. Like, I don't feel like I have a lot.
I don't think
in.
I have consistency. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like boom or bust in my receiving room. It's no consistency at all.
That's how I feel about mine too. Yep. So,
yep.
And your tight ends, Andrews, Parkinson, Kraft. For getting your last two guys late, I think that's awesome value for what you did at the tight end spot. So, I'll take a look back at my team real quick. So, I have Patrick Mahomes and Geno Smith. So, I think our quarterbacks are probably about the same. Running backs, I went Jahmyr Gibbs, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, Trey Benson, Blake Corum.
I think that's why, bro, we're not filling our receiving room because we love our running back room. Our running back room is – love your running back room.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had that Aaron Jones Kamara double tap there, that was after ADP value. Like, Aaron Jones' ADP is 81. I got him at pick 84. Kamara's is 77. I got him at pick 85. So I think those are two really good values there. I had the double tap. Benson and Corum, I think, really rounded out, gives me two really solid high upside guys. And then wide receivers. I got Marvin Harrison Jr. as my first receiver. Xavier Worthy to pair with Patrick Mahomes. Calvin Ridley is my third. And then this is kind of where I think my receiver core just kind of is Ricky Pearsall, Jalen Polk, Adam Thielen, Jalen McMillan, Darius Slayton, DJ Chark. So I think my first three are okay. Like, even Worthy's a little shaky. Pearsall, we don't know. He probably needs an injury. Jalen Polk should be pretty good. Adam Thielen should be solid. McMillan's a high upside play. Slayton's solid, and Chark is an unknown. So that's kind of where I'm feeling it there. And then my tight ends are Kelsey and Musgrave. The Musgrave pick, there wasn't really anybody that was just standing out to me. I thought Musgrave was the best player on the board. So that's why I kind of took him, even though I didn't really need to probably.
Yeah.
I kind of probably got a better, just went and took the best receiver available. But that was my last pick there was Musgrave. So probably not my best ball mania team out of my seven I've done so far.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not my best.
Yeah, definitely not
my best. Maybe one of my worst ones, to be honest.
Look, I told you I'm an eight-hour guy, man. So it's 30 seconds, man. You got me working. You got my mind all over the place.
I do have a best ball mania team. I got a Tua, Tyreek, Waddle team and Odell. So I got all those guys on one team. Let's see if I anyone else. So I do have one 4 running back team, and those running backs are Breece Hall, Barkley, Mixon, Connor.
Okay.
So that's an interesting
one. No injuries, and you good with that team for sure.
Yeah, that's basically what some of these 4 running back teams that I've done, like I got 4 studs, but just kind of praying for no injuries.
Yeah.
Kind of just looking through some of my teams here, I'm going to guess that one is probably my worst one, this one that we just did, honestly.
Yeah, man. I mean, but I'm okay with what I took. It's just the consistency of that receiver room is a little questionable. Yep. But I'm okay with having, like I said, Lamar, Henry, my Andrews, top guys, Andrews, Bijan. Like, I'm cool with that. And even my running back room, having the younger guys and the boom bust players, I don't mind it. It's just I wish I maybe had taken maybe 2 or 3 receivers higher before I started addressing that running back room so much.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm cool with it, though.
Yeah. So overall, pretty decent draft. We both seem to be like, here and there on our team. So not too bad, though. But let's go ahead. We'll play America's favorite game, and then we'll get on out of here.
Let's do it.
So I kind of want to ask you the same question I asked Mike. I don't know if you listened to it last week, but what's like your favorite moment on Hard Knocks that's gone so far?
The new Hard Knocks?
No, just any of any. Have a favorite like scene or something you just remember whenever you think about Hard Knocks? You always think of this one scene or one moment or whatnot.
It's the ones that you remember the most are probably like the talent show with the rookies.
Yeah,
That's like the main remembered moment of those shows. I'm trying to think to one. I remember so many of those. I know the Cowboys was on and Pac-Man Jones, I mean, threw ice on somebody out of the window. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's when they stayed in the dorms. Yep.
Yeah. I remember that.
I remember him and it might have been Cedric Wilson or I don't think it was Miles Austin, but it was Pac-Man and I think it was Cedric Wilson were going toe for toe on catching the punts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they caught like seven or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah. And I think I know Tampa had it. Oh, man, it's kind of hard to think off the top, but I will say my most memorable one because I've seen a lot on my timeline is the talent show. And the guy that was doing an impersonation of Shannon Sharp, man, that was just hilarious, bro.
I want my restitution.
Yeah, I want my restitution. Yeah. Got to be like the funniest one.
Yeah, that's from the
like him. Yep.
Yeah, that's from the first original Hard Knocks. That was always a good one. My favorite was. I love the Jets one with Rex Ryan and the Darrell Revis contract and LaDainian Tomlinson just came in and Mark Sanchez was there. But Rex Ryan was fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, Rex season. Wild guy, man.
Yeah, he made that whole show for me on that one. The Chad Johnson ones with Child Please.
Yeah, Child Please.
Chad Johnson was awesome.
Yeah, he is. Hey, what about when AB came in on the hot air balloon?
Oh yeah.
Like right after that, but he came for like one episode.
Yeah. And then he burned his feet in the cryo chamber.
Yeah. Man, this dude weird, man. CTE SPN, man, for real.
Yeah. He's crazy, man. Trying to think like. It was cool to finally get the Browns on there. I kind of talked about it last week, but there was like no memorable moments from the Browns.
Yeah, while you was talking, I was going in my head trying to think of different memories. But
there's some that were just like completely boring, like the Falcons one. Do you even remember anything from the Falcons one?
Nope. That was the Super Bowl, the year after the Super Bowl, right? Or was that the year before?
No, because Mike Smith was the head coach.
Okay.
It was before Dan Quinn. So it was like probably, I think it was the year he got fired, probably.
Okay.
Is that year. Yeah, Mike Smith's like the Falcons one is you just don't remember anything from
that.
Nah,
you don't. Yeah, you're right. I think the Rams and Jared Goff was on that one, right?
Yeah, that was Jeff Fisher with when it was the Rams coach. I think that was the year they were getting ready to move to L.A. or did move to L.A.
Yeah, I think they that was the first year. I think that's why they did it, because that was the first year they got to L.A.
Yeah.
And I remember, man, a quote, bro. This is the funniest thing. Somebody had, I think it was Roto-World, wrote it, and it was like Jared Goff. The best thing about Jared Goff is he's moving to L.A. and has a body like a surfboard or something. And I was like, damn, bro. He did my boy dirty, man.
The one thing I remember from that Jeff Fisher one was the player comes into Jeff Fisher's like makeshift office that they had set up, and he had to let him go because the guy brought his girlfriend in.
Yeah.
Was banging her in the fucking dorm room.
Tripping, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crazy stuff that be happening. And then you would think, right, this is national TV. This is a $1 billion business. You got your girlfriend sneaking in the dorm. Like, what is going on, bro?
Yeah.
You got cut for that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some, like, the not older ones, but, like, off the rail ones of, like, you just don't even remember anything. Now, I remember there was I don't even remember if it was on HBO. I think it was, but it was like the second or third one was like a Jack Del Rio Jaguars one. And I think Fred Taylor was still on the team. So that just shows you how long ago it was.
Yeah.
There was a Kansas City Chiefs one with Herm Edwards back in the day. This is this is like pre after Trent Green. Like their quarterback was their like second round pick, Brody Croyle from Alabama.
Brody Croyle.
Yeah.
I remember Brody Croyle too.
Yeah. So like Tony Gonzalez was on the Chiefs still on that one.
And you know, Amazon picked up the end season one. So they didn't.
Yes.
Kind of gave us more access to, you know.
Yeah, I actually like that, the Amazon one. It was all or nothing series. Yeah. They had the Cowboys one. That was the year where Zeke was holding out. Or no, he had to hold out in the suspension thing for misconduct or whatever.
You know what's so crazy? It always seemed like the Amazon one, just random stuff happened. So the Zeke situation happened. And I think when Philly got it, they had won the Super Bowl that year, if I ain't mistaken. And it was like...
No, I think that was the year I want to say it was the year after they won the Super Bowl.
Okay, because they had went, like, they was on there, and it was a Super Bowl. I just remember they was on that show, and, like, they had a season on there, and a Super Bowl just popped up out of nowhere. Like, I don't know what Amazon got going on.
I remember the one Cardinals one.
The Cardinals one, yep.
With Carson Palmer and Bruce Arians and all that.
And they had a great run.
They had a tremendous run, and then they got absolutely walloped in the playoffs by the Panthers. Like it was like 45-3 playoff game.
I want to say Atlanta, the Cardinals one was the first season, if I'm mistaken.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And so Tyrann Mathieu was on there.
And that's what I'm saying. It seemed like Amazon is like every season that they've had, it's always been a big thing. Like, what was it HBO or was it Amazon when Andrew Luck retired? Was it like in the middle of one of those shows? I think they were covering the Colts team that year, if I ain't mistaken, on one of them shows. I could be wrong. I thought Amazon was covering the Colts and he retired like during the season. I might have looked that up.
I don't remember if the Colts have been on. I think you're right. Yeah, I think you are right.
I want to say that the what's the name of this called? The Amazon.
Amazon's All or Nothing, but that was during the season, so Hard Knocks would have been the Colts preseason one. I'm trying to think of just like some other random ones too. I remember the Cowboys have been on there like three or four times. So you had the Terrell Owens days with Bill Parcells. For Dallas, that was on there.
Oh yeah. And Parcells, man, he couldn't stand. Parcells hated that team, bro. He hated that T.O. was on that team. And man, that was the wrong place to have Parcells, man. Too much going on. The cameras was in there. He couldn't stand that place, man. His only goal was to get Romo to where he needed to be. Outside of that, man, Parcells couldn't stand that team, man.
Yep. There was two different Bengals seasons. So you had the first season of Chad Johnson when he was still in his absolute prime. And then I think the second one, I want to say it was the year him and Owens got together, like at the very end of their careers.
On the Bengals one. Yeah, the Bengals.
Yeah. So I think that one happened. I'd have to go back and even just remember some of the old ones. But those are just the ones that are coming off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Mike's favorite and one of my favorite scenes was the Vontae Davis getting cut on the Dolphins or traded on the Dolphins one. He's got to call his grandma.
Rest in peace, man. That was my boy, man. That was a wild moment, though.
I got to call my grandma. Like, he's like in the middle of getting traded.
Hey, listen, man. That's one thing for sure, man. Hey, grandma is everything. I got to call grandma, man. I ain't calling nobody else.
Right.
I gotta call my grandma, man. Forget my agent, forget the bank, everybody. I'm calling grandma.
Yep.
Crazy. You know, like I told him in my show, man, grandma get that ginger ale, man. Ginger ale heal everything, bro. I told you.
I remember that from the draft episode.
I'm telling you, bro, grandma know the remedies, man. You get cut from $1 million team, call your grandmother, man. She gonna get you better.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's a good way to end this one. But Fizz, appreciate you jumping on this one with me, man. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate the invite, bro. Anytime.
Yeah. We'll definitely have you on before the season for sure. Like when we're getting into training camps and stuff, and we'll talk some draft stuff and some preseason stuff that's going on. So I'll definitely get you on before the season starts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, before I get out here, I got to ask you, man, you a gamer? You getting ready for this NCAA or what?
Yeah, I played it a shit ton when I was a kid, just like all of us did. Oh, yeah. So I've definitely have gotten the itch. The only thing is I play a lot of PC games, and NCAA isn't going to be on PC, which pissed me off.
Yeah. Koopa mad about that too.
Yeah. So, I think I'm just going to bite the bullet and throw a PlayStation on my Best Buy card. And just
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get it.
Like,
man.
I see these videos and I'm like, God, I gotta
play this. Get it, bro.
So good.
Gotta get it, man. I can't wait, dang, for real.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch your Seminoles get their ass beat.
Hey, DJ, you in the building, man. Let's get it. You know how we're going to do it, man.
Yeah, what's his accuracy set, like 37?
That's that's why I got to press X to catch it myself. You know what I'm saying? So we good.
Yeah, and then here I'm going to be with Ohio State. I'm just going to have to run the ball 60 times a game with 100%. And Travion. I even know I got Jeremiah Smith. Screw it. I'm just going to run it 60 times.
That's what's up, bro. I'm waiting for that invite, man. I'm a damn sure be playing.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to play, so it'll be cool.
That'll work.
But, yeah, no, appreciate you having you on this one, Fizzle, for number 50.
Big 5-0.
Yeah, we survived 50 episodes so far, so pretty good. But that'll be it for this week, guys. Gonna try and do another one or two Best Ball Manias with a guest, so not sure who it's gonna be next week, so I'll figure that out. But until next time, we'll see you guys.